Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Welcome to Poems again. Mark, how are you?
Doing great.
You've had a good week, I trust?
Yes.
Everybody seems to be telling us that doctors way overuse antibiotics for everything from sore throat to ear infections. A particularly challenging group of patients to treat are patients with COPD who come in with symptoms suggesting of a respiratory infection. The question we're left with is, do we treat them with antibiotics or not? This week, Mark's chosen an article from the journal Chest, which looks at whether a simple laboratory test, procalcitonin, can help us predict what patients need antibiotic treatments. To begin with, Mark, what is procalcitonin?
Well, procalcitonin is a biomarker that's elevated in patients with a significant bacterial infection, but not in those with a viral infection or other kinds of inflammation, and it's been used in other studies to help distinguish septic from non-septic patients and to try and figure out which patients with a lower respiratory tract infection are unlikely to benefit from antibiotics. And I think a lot of us are concerned that we're using antibiotics too much. I see it all the time that a patient with a COPD exacerbation gets put on an expensive course of a very broad-spectrum antibiotic, and the question is, can we try and fine-tune that a little bit more? In this study, the researchers studied over 200 patients who were presenting to the ED with an exacerbation of their COPD. They all had a procalcitonin level drawn during the first hour, and they were randomized into a usual care group that didn't have the procalcitonin information, and a group whose physicians were given the level and a recommendation, and a level of less than 0.1 micrograms per liter was reported as absence of bacterial infection and no antibiotic recommended. Between 0.1 and 0.25, they said, possible bacterial infection with antibiotic use optional, and greater than 0.25 was interpreted as bacterial infection with antibiotic use recommended. And they followed these patients forward, looked at their clinical success or failure. A group of physicians blinded to the treatment assignment did that assessment, and they were also contacted 6 months later to see if they'd had any kind of recurrence or relapse, maybe not treating them this time made it more likely that they would show up a month or two later.
Do you know what the charge for this test, the procalcitonin, is?
Well, it's a little hard to figure out sometimes how much tests actually cost, but it appears to be between $50 and $75 in the United States.
Do most of our hospitals and clinics offer this test?
Yeah, it is available increasingly. It's not going to be available in some smaller local labs, but I think in most metropolitan areas and increasingly in smaller communities, you're going to find this test available.
Great. And presumably it's something that you can get back pretty quickly.
Well, in this study, they did. Again, that's as a test becomes more broadly available, like troponin or D-dimer, it becomes more quickly and cheaply available. So it's a bit of a chicken and egg type of situation.
So I had interrupted you. What did the researchers find?
Well, it turned out that having access to this information, to the procalcitonin test results, significantly reduced antibiotic prescriptions during the initial hospitalization. Only 40% in the procalcitonin group got antibiotics, compared with over 70% in the usual care group. They found no difference in the number of days to the next exacerbation or the number of exacerbations or the number of hospitalizations in the next 6 months. There was no significant difference between groups at any point regarding their lung function, symptoms, functional status, or the length of stay in the hospital. There was also no association between procalcitonin levels and the presence of purulent sputum or abnormal sputum cultures, which is interesting. Bottom line is that procalcitonin can be used to guide use of antibiotics in patients with an exacerbation of COPD. They're optional. Antibiotics are optional for patients with a procalcitonin greater than 0.1 and less than 0.2, and strongly recommended if the value is greater than 0.25.
So that's pretty impressive. I mean, not only can we save patients taking antibiotics that don't need them and all the concomitant side effects, but perhaps from a policy level, even more importantly, this can actually significantly reduce the cost of treating these patients.
Yes, and hopefully it'll also reduce antibiotic resistance in the community. If we can target antibiotics to those patients with lower respiratory tract infection or COPD exacerbation who really need it, and preserve the antibiotics, you know, for those patients and not just willy-nilly give them to everybody in the community that comes in with a cough and a fever.
Excellent. That's this week's Primary Care Poem. Thanks, Mark, for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week.
Great. See you then.
Good. Have a nice week. Thanks.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.